You're listening to the SBA Small Business Training Network, your small business resource. I'm Ron Johnson. If you're thinking about starting or expanding a small business, having a good business plan may be the difference between success or failure. So what is a business plan? Well, today we'll be discussing developing a business plan. But just as a builder won't begin construction without a blueprint, eager business owners shouldn't rush into new ventures without a business plan. Don Martin, a business counselor and trainer from the Pennsylvania Small Business Development Center at Kutztown University, is here to explain why it's important to have a business plan and how to go about creating one. But remember, you don't have to go it alone. Across the country, you'll find SBA offices and its resource partners, Small Business Development Centers, SCORE, Service Corps Retired Executives, and Women's Business Centers to help you compete in the marketplace. And when it comes to developing business plans, SBA's Small Business Training Network offers free courses on this topic and more than 40 other free courses targeted to improving small businesses through its virtual campus. Now you can check out the campus at www.sba.gov/training. So today, let's get started. I'd like to welcome Don to the program. How are you, Don?
Yes, thank you, Ron, for having me today on behalf of the Kutztown Small Business Development Center.
So, Don, the first question our listeners would like some insight. Why is business planning so important to prospective or existing small business owners?
I think to the small business owner, business planning is the process itself is one of the keys that will ultimately determine their success or their failure. We've done recently some research that demonstrates that just by going through the process, the business owner themselves begin to really understand the whole idea of working on a business, not just in a business. It's the best tool you've got to help you get investors. It's required if you're going to go to the bank. I always utilized the business plan with my employees, so it kept them informed about our vision, our mission. And today, Ron, more than ever, a business plan is a vital tool to making a business run successfully.
What is a business plan?
A business plan is basically a written document that communicates to your banker, to your investors, to your employees. It clearly outlines your vision, your goals for your small business, and simply put, it does tell your story. We emphasize in business planning today that it's critical that the reader understands the passion you have for your business. And more than ever, perception is reality. A well-crafted business plan creates the perception that we've got a successful business in the making. So the business plan is today, more than ever, it's vital to you being in business and staying in business.
Does a plan have to be long or professionally drafted?
The answer to that is no. What we have learned is at Kutztown SBDC, we put on a four-part business planning program. We blend that with online learning. And what we tell the business's owners is you must write the plan. We can help because the process of them struggling through and building a business plan, the more they do that, the more successful they will be. And today, with help from the Small Business Development Centers, from the SCORE chapters, from the Women's Centers, there are many organizations out there poised to help the entrepreneur to get that plan written. So again, we don't need to. Years ago, used to spend money, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, to get somebody to write a plan for you. The problem was it became their plan, not yours.
Which businesses should prepare a business plan?
The short answer to that is everyone needs to prepare a plan. We have many clients. A third of the clients that come to Kutztown SBDC and our website are already in business, but because their business is changing because of trends, cost of energy, one example, the global market, suddenly they need to sit down and, again, replan. What's our product? What's our service? How are we going to market it? Are the numbers working? So more than ever, existing businesses and startups are all in the process of writing a plan.
Don, What do you need to consider before you begin writing a business plan?
I think the key things that we work with our clients on before they sit down to write that plan, I always ask a really critical question is, what is it that makes your small business unique? The product or service you're going to offer, how are you going to differentiate yourself in the marketplace? We want them to think about that. We talk to them about the target market. Who are you going to be able to sell your product and service? What are the demographics? What are the psychographics of that? We walk them through exercises to help them so they begin to understand that, again, unless we understand our target market, we will not have a successful plan. And, of course, marketing, the key to marketing is always, how am I going to be able to reach my target market? Am I going to use ads? Am I going to use the yellow page? Is it the newspaper? What about a website? How do I make that website? So that's the marketing question. And finally, integrated into marketing is always a very simple one, is if I have this product, what price can I sell it at? And so at the end of the day, there's a profit left for the business owner. And we call that the financial component of a business plan.
Also, Don, what are the components of a business plan?
I think the components of a business plan, first is the narrative section of the plan, which generally can run as little as 6 pages, maybe as long as 12 pages. The first component of that is the executive summary, which is the single most critical thing to write because it tells the reader, this is the business I'm in, this is what's unique about my business, this is my target market, this is how I'll market it, and here's why it's financially going to be successful. Second part is always the business description itself. Third part of the narrative, we really get into defining clearly our products and services. And finally, of the narrative is the market analysis that shows you've really identified your target market. You've done some analysis to show that you can sell your product or service at a price that you'll make a profit. And that completes the narrative portion of a business plan.
So the first part of the plan gives the background of your business. What comes next?
Next, to no surprise, is the areas that really ultimately lead to the critical success and the making and breaking of a business. First is, how am I going to operate this business? The operation is, and the execution of a business plan is what makes you successful. Investors and others need to know, what is the management profile? What are the skills that the management team brings to the table, and how is that related directly to the business you're going into? And the final part of a business plan is the financial part of the business plan, where we really outline and develop the cash flow, income statements, pro formas that really communicate to a banker and investors over this next 3 years, this is where this business is going to go from a financial perspective. Wrap it all together, and you have what today would be a business plan that could be used for the banker, for the investors, or for the employees.
So the first part of the plan gives the background of your business. What comes next?
Next, to no surprise, is the areas that really ultimately lead to the critical success and the making and breaking of a business. First is, how am I going to operate this business? The operation is, and the execution of a business plan is what makes you successful. Investors and others need to know, what is the management profile? What are the skills that the management team brings to the table, and how is that related directly to the business you're going into? And the final part of a business plan is the financial part of the business plan, where we really outline and develop the cash flow, income statements, pro formas that really communicate to a banker and investors over this next 3 years, this is where this business is going to go from a financial perspective. Wrap it all together, and you have what today would be a business plan that could be used for the banker, for the investors, or for the employees.
Don, you've given our listeners a lot to think about. Clearly, developing a business plan is your roadmap to success in the business world. For more information on writing a business plan or to locate a local SBA office, SCORE Chapter, Small Business Development Center, or Women's Business Center, go to www.sba.gov. I'd like to thank our guest, Don Martin, a business counselor and trainer from the Pennsylvania Small Business Development Center at Kutztown University, for helping us understand the basics of developing a business plan. That's it for this program. You've been listening to the Small Business Training Network. I'm Ron Johnson.